pay lip service.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish. And then we're going to change it up during the second hour. Are we ignoring signs of human extinction? We're going to be joined by Pam Colleen. And she has written a new book that addresses these issues. But, of course, always have to give a shout-out and thank you to the great folks at All American Pharmaceutical for their special support to Superhuman Radio. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. Okay, so my good buddy Rob Regish, how are you?
Doing well, man. Doing real well. How's the microphone sounding?
It sounds really good. What'd you do?
It's embarrassing, but I had a second plug that for whatever reason I didn't plug it in, and that's why it was picking up all the background noise.
Oh man, so you figured it out. That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds marvelous. Sounds like you're right here in the studio with me.
Cool.
So anyway, you have any shout outs before we get started with the show?
The spring special that we've got going on. Gratefully, I've had a lot of guys and gals take advantage of the free sample blueprint bulletin, which you can grab on CoachRobRegish.com. That is not an old issue, folks. That is the April most recent issue. And it's a nice way to test drive it and see whether or not, in fact, yeah, this is something that can up my game. So, by all means, get over there, grab a free copy, and, I look forward to your feedback.
We have to get right underway because we've got lots of questions to answer. The first one comes from Danny Fugil. He says, I'm looking for something to calm my nerves. I've used and liked Phenibut, but don't care for the addiction issues or addictive qualities. Other than alcohol, is there anything that helps take the edge off?
Well, I've been around the horn with the following products with mixed results, and these are the usual suspects in the category. Things like 5-HTP, theanine, kava-kava, valerian, GABA, we talk about that all the time, Phenibut, which Danny cited, Kratom, which is another heavy hitter, ashwagandha, et cetera. Each one of those imparts its own unique effects with varying degrees of efficacy. If we leave out the heavy hitters, though, those being Kratom and Phenibut, we're left with an assortment of herbs, isolated aminos, and other odds and ends. The problem is usually twofold. One, it's expensive, right, to try all these products out. And two, the dosing threshold for some of them makes all the difference. So if we look at GABA as an example, everybody always talks about GABA. I frequently recommend it. However, one product that I came across recommended no more than 500 milligrams three times a day. And there was no indication it needed to be taken on an empty stomach. It does. Nor any timing associated with its use. So left to their own devices, most consumers will take that half gram of the stuff after breakfast, lunch, and dinner and dismiss it out of hand. What you want to do is take 3 to 5 grams on an empty stomach, and it's an entirely new experience. You not only feel it, it'll scare some folks, some of the paresthesia or the tingling that comes along with it. It's completely harmless, but be aware that it can and does happen. The long and the short of it, though, is this. I found the following three to be very effective in no particular order. 1, kava-kava. 2, ashwagandha. And 3, valerian. The sleeper there, in my opinion, it's valerian root. Now, interestingly enough, I picked some of this, let's call it full spectrum. It wasn't an extract, valerian up, at, of all places, the dollar store the other day. So it was less than $5. So, of course, I'm thinking, what the hell, why not? To my great surprise, 3 caps put me in a great mood, and I was warm and fuzzy for a couple hours. And again, it's not a fancy extract, just a whole herb, looked like a full spectrum product. Be aware that valerian smells like it smells like rotten eggs stuffed in old socks and left in a drawer for many months. But if you can get past the smell, it's a fantastic, borderline, I'll call it almost a tranquilizer.
Well, it is. It's Valium was named after valerian root because of what they discovered in valerian root that became what we know as benzodiazepines today. Valerian root interacts with the same GABA receptors that Valium does.
Yeah, and by comparison, I picked up an extract a few days later of another product, which in theory should be stronger, right? Because they're standardizing for what they think is the active ingredient.
Right.
Didn't hold a candle. To the stuff that was not an extract. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
The next question comes from Mark Robinson. He says, I'm hearing more and more about your new product, Progenidrex. One guy even commented he liked it better than Synthogen. What'll it do for me, and do I need to do anything special, training or diet-wise, to get the most out of it? And this is a question for me. Are you worried that it'll eclipse Synthogen?
Well, I'll get to that. It is a concern of mine. You know, when you formulate a product, you never quite know how it'll go over until the guys in the trenches get a hold of it. Now, yes, of course, I did test it for almost 2 years, and I had small groups of men and some women using it. But I would be lying to you if I didn't say I had some butterflies before it got out there. Gratefully, it has been a grand slam. What it can do for you, it depends on what your goals are, but generally speaking, it accelerates lean body mass gains, and here's the key, without making you fat or without putting on any appreciable body fat. Now, everybody's heard that before, so much so it is painful trying to convince people that this time it's for real. However, I can tell you at this point in the product's life cycle, feedback has exceeded that of Synthogen at the same points in time. It's even caught the interest of some special forces people, and I know you can back me up on that because you passed that along.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get some biometric data on that, and I need to check in with them. It is unique in that it puts muscle on you fast while keeping you lean. The latter point is what seems to shock and especially appeal to most consumers. Literally, none of the weight being gained, in some cases a pound a week or more, is registering in the waist. It's all in the muscles. Now, am I proposing you can keep that up for months on end? No. But here's the thing. Guys are gaining at this rate for a solid 4 to 8 weeks, and they're keeping it. They're keeping it. The reports are consistent, too, across many, many guys. You know, it's very, very consistent. The weight gains, profound sense of well-being, huge pumps in the gym, and even great muscle fullness outside the gym, just walking around. Strength gains vary from being very consistent to freakish, right? In one case, there was a guy that wound up quadrupling with his one rep max in the deadlift. Now, bear in mind, these guys aren't newbies these aren't creatine gains. Although Progenidrex does use a unique form of it, most of these guys were already loaded with creatine. So in terms of anything special, training or diet-wise, not really. I do favor staggering Charles Staley's escalating density training and his lesser-known but no less effective Stack 10 training with it. That, in my opinion, is optimal for what most people are looking forward to do, which is put on a lot of muscle fast. But provided your training is progressive in nature, you're going to gain fast. And I would further caution you against anybody that says you need to use this program with the product for it to work. That's usually a big fat lie.
Well, usually it's because the program works, and they don't want you to know that the product doesn't work.
Exactly. Diet-wise, you'll find your appetite increases quite a bit. I would only suggest making those good carbs, preferably within a couple hours after the workout. Now, interestingly enough, even those that are indulging in cheating here and there report no damage to the waistline. One guy, I just picked this feedback up yesterday, he's in his late 40s. He lost almost 2 inches from his waist while adding lean body mass, and he has very strong ecto-leaning tendencies. You can read more about it over at predatornutrition.com. The forum members over there, they're a tough but fair crowd, and they're raving about it. So to answer your question, though, am I afraid it's going to eclipse Synthogen? A little bit, because although Progenitrex does excel in the recovery department, it's my opinion at this point in time that Synthogen is still the better product for recovery and, in fact, to use in the face of a caloric deficit. However, I'm picking up many comments from guys using Progenitrex saying this stuff is great for recovery. So we'll see. The nice part for the consumers, it works fast like Synthogen. The results are visible like Synthogen, and it's a little cheaper. It's a little easier on the wallet.
Ron Helton says, you seem to really like what you do. I would too. It sounds like fun. So many questions. So my question is this, how did you get into this and how long do you expect to stay? Is the field something you'd recommend to others? Anything you don't like about it?
Well, the answer to your second question about how long I expect to stay is easy, until I'm dead, until they put me in the ground. I'll be doing this in some form or fashion because I firmly believe I'm doing what I was put here to do. Now, that's not to say I'm the best at it, you know, nor do I know everything, but I do know quite a bit. I learned it the hard way over 30 years, and I enjoy learning and passing that on to people. It's my full-time job. It has been since 2011, and it's staying that way. Now, in terms of how I got into it, well, let me be the first to say I was damn lucky. There was no grandiose plan to make my mark in this business, no guru-like aspirations, just a persistent sense of curiosity and appreciation for all things iron. I wrote a book, and the information in that book got people results. And the book also talked about supplements, and people using the blueprint, of course, were using various company supplements. Since it was obvious they were getting results, the companies got behind me. What was it, though, really, right? Was it the supplements? Was it their supplements, or was it the blueprint? Or was it a mix of both? Nobody knew. Frankly, I don't think they cared because everyone walked away happy. So one day I logged on to bodybuilding.com. I picked up a note from Vince Andrich, who writes for the newsstand Muscle Mags and is heavily involved in this business. That led to an introduction to Scott Connolly, who introduced me to you, Carl, and away I went. I am today in that privileged position of answering people's questions, and from the get-go, I was given a warm welcome by you, Carl, and others, which isn't to say there haven't been issues, but people by and large have been receptive. I think that's because they sense a genuine person when they
I knew you were a genuine person. We did an interview with Rob Wolf and you and for Body RX Radio. And I don't remember exactly what the discussion was, but there was something about eating monkeys in another country. And I can't remember what it was you said, but you had this candid, you know, I've never been to such and such, you know, I haven't really left Mass very often or something like that. It was just really comical. It was like, it was very unapologetic. Like a lot of people maybe would have listened to Rob Wolf and thought, oh, this guy is so well traveled and he's so well liked, and you know, I better not challenge his idea. And you were challenging his idea, and you were like, look, I haven't eaten monkey in Tibet, and I really haven't left Massachusetts that much, but what I do know is this. And it was pretty funny, and I thought, wow, this guy is really comfortable in his own skin, and he's pretty confident about what he feels he knows. And I thought that was very genuine, very unapologetic.
I guess it was a risk, and it paid off, but you know, that's how I got into it. Now, would I recommend the field to others? Sure. I have no idea, though, how you'd go about getting into it. From what I can see, most people making money are selling supplements, and that's a crowded market. If I tried waltzing into this, I think today, selling a new brand of supplements, I doubt I would have gotten the warm welcome that I originally did. Making money is hard, but that's true in any field. So I guess I came in unintentionally through a back door. How folks would get into it today, it's a tough call. The only thing that frustrates me, frankly, are there are people, of course, that you know, they want something for nothing. And now and again, I get people who ask me questions, I answer them, and they don't even bother saying thank you, never mind patronizing you. But the great news is this. 9 out of 10 people are appreciative, and I get notes from around the world to this day that you're making a big difference in a good way in people's lives. And if you can get into a field where you're doing that, you will sleep well at night, and you will never work another day in your life.
I got to tell you, I'm a bit of a whiny baby today. I haven't slept well in about 3 nights. Still acclimating to the CPAP machine. I haven't gotten it dialed in yet. And my allergies are bothering me, and I just feel like crap right now. And so I'm really kind of my nerves are kind of like frayed edges on my skin. I just don't feel good. Little things are bugging me. And so this morning, I've gotten, you know, my frustration about this industry is this. Everybody wants you to do something for them, but nobobody wants to do anything for you.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I've been on the air for 10 years. I've given people exposure that has catapulted their brand, their personal brand themselves. I mean, you know, I've given people platforms that have helped them. And only a handful have ever thanked me or attributed anything to me. Aaron Singerman, Adele Moussa, you know, a handful of people like, you know, that opened the door for me. This was great, blah, blah, blah. But every now and then I get emails from people who want to, like, hey, let me help you by becoming a regular guest on your show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, you know what? People don't really know me very well, my background, where I came from. I ran with a very, very rough crowd. I'm really good at evaluating people, like life or death situations. And so, you know, my antenna goes up when people do that, and I guess they get away with it elsewhere. And I'm like, I'm so tired of people wanting me to do things for them. And I'll give you an example. Okay, there's a guy who used to do a radio show, and let's just say his first name is Sean. And he wrote a book about the dark side of fat loss, and he emailed me and wanted to get on my show, and I put him on my show, and I did a great interview for him, and off he went. And when I introduced Primal D, I sent him an email. I said, I'd love to send you a bottle, I'll have you evaluate it. No response. I sent him another email, same thing, no response. I sent him a third email, no response. And I'm like, really, dude, really? Like, I understand that there's clicks, and I understand that everybody's just trying to climb up that ladder, but I don't care who you climb past, but remember the people who, like, put their hand down and gave you even a one rung lift, like, to remember to reciprocate.
Yeah.
It's just tiresome. To me, I know I'm being whiny today because I'm in that mood. I haven't been in this kind of mood in a long time. I really feel, I don't feel good, but I'm just so tired of, feeling like it's easy to exploit me because, you know, I do this show and, maybe I can fool him and make him think that I'm doing him a favor. It's like, you're not doing me a favor by coming on the air. I got lots of scientists that when I get them on the show, it's like, are you promoting anything today? Any blogs, books, website? No, just the science. Wow, that's awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just tiresome to me. And that's the one thing about the industry that frustrates the hell out of me.
That was me yesterday, and yes, those people are out there, but today I woke up to a pleasant surprise. A guy wrote me, and he says, you know, I was helping him out with a couple of things, and he said, this has been fantastic. I can't tell you what a difference it makes. He says, sign me up for the bulletin.
Yeah.
So there's an, you know, there's, you hang on to those guys, and that's why you keep doing it.
Yeah. And I have to say this again and again and again, because we have not found a salesperson yet, and I desperately need a salesperson. That would make my life so much easier if we had somebody to sell advertising on this show. This show is so good at what it does. Advertisers love being on the show. I'm like a car dealership that bought the best spot, has the greatest inventory, and doesn't have a salesperson. Think about that.
3 years for me. Yeah. It's paid off nicely.
If you know anybody out there who knows how to sell business to business, I need to talk to them. Thank you for that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Mill today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Next question comes from Larry Mazza. I'm looking to lose some fat. Who isn't? That's what he said, not just me. Building muscle would be nice, but being an endomorph, I'm more concerned with my waistline. I've done this before, but wind up feeling like it just isn't worth it. I have to starve myself, and even every time I do, it makes me miserable. Seems to me it's all about diet. Even doubling cardio doesn't work unless I really lower the calories. Any tips?
Yeah, you know, there's, to my mind, there's a fundamental flaw in people's thinking when they begin to diet. And that's in the either or approach to losing fat via diet or cardio. Even the trainees smart enough to combine both miss the boat. So let's talk about why. Dieters often think they need to make a choice, right? Eat fewer total calories or burn them off via spending more time on the treadmill or bike or what have you. The first type of person likes to eat and will grudgingly grind away on the cardio apparatus of choice, ultimately losing weight, but way too much of it being muscle. The other type of person dreads the boredom and monotony of the rat on the wheel approach, and instead they opt to, I'll say go hungry, but you know what I mean. They're lowering their total calories because they don't want to spend, you know, time on the road to nowhere. The third type of person combines those two approaches, which you would think would be ideal, but they too lose too much muscle. The chief problem in both approaches. Over time, both groups' body fat percentage actually worsens, meaning they only succeed in becoming smaller fat people. Really, that's the reality of it. The missing element is resistance training, and specifically resistance training for fat loss. Now, what do I mean by that? It's infinitely... A couple words on it first. It's infinitely more effective than restricting calories, upping cardio, or both. And as an added bonus, you can actually eat more food when you rely on resistance training to fry off body fat. Now, here are the particulars. Most people understand the concept of circuit training, right? You jump from exercise to exercise with little to no rest, completing a giant loop and then repeating it as your conditioning improves. The problem arises in crowded gyms. Your plan is usually foiled by exercise 3 if you get that far. Somebody's always at that workstation. The solution that I have found, anyway, best solution, is body weight training. And it can be this simple. Push-ups for 15 to 20 reps, followed by pull-ups, 5 to 10 reps, body weight squats, 20 to 25, maybe even as high as 50. Dips or diamond push-ups, 15 to 20 reps. Hanging leg raises, 10 to 15 reps. And then bridges. Finally, bridges, 5 to 10 reps. You rifle through all of those with no rest, at which point your heart rate is going to be sky high. It is a real eye-opener for the uninitiated, and you will be sucking wind the first time through. Upon completing one round of that, you want to rest 2 minutes and repeat it, adding one round as your conditioning improves. Training frequency with this approach can be as high as 4 days a week, given there are no artificial loads, right, with the barbell or dumbbells that are overstressing your muscles, joints, etc., as seen in traditional weight training. What you will feel is a profound rise in lactic acid, a.k.a. the burn, which in turn leads to a huge surge in growth hormone. Growth hormone then goes and gobbles up fat like nobody's business. And 3 weeks into this, you'll not only be leaner, you will have garnered an incredible level of conditioning. This is key. Because a lot of people will still lose muscle if they don't do this. Every third or fourth workout, you should return to, I'll call it a lifting heavy weights approach, or if you're using calisthenics, a unilateral approach, which keeps your central nervous system sharp, and it'll also keep the muscle on, because that message, things are heavy and you're going to have to lift heavy things. That message still needs to get through from time to time. Mixing it up like that, it also gives your mind and body a break from the constant, right, lactic acid tolerance training stimulus. The diet to complicate this type of training, it's not complicated, and far less so, I think, than certainly the cardio or the flat I'm just going to cut my calories approach. You simply fast or eat very light up until the point that you train. After your training is done, then you get the vast majority of your calories, ideally in the 2 hours after your workout. There's no fancy macronutrient ratios, no weighing and measuring of food, no restricting entire food groups like you'll see in other approaches. It really couldn't be simpler. As far as cardio goes, you can mix it in where it's convenient. I think what you'll find, though, is that you get plenty of cardio training like this in rapid-fire succession. Most find, and this is true, think of this, most people find that they don't even need traditional cardio to lose the fat. At the end of the day, you're going to lose a ton of chub, you're going to likely put on some quality muscle, and you're going to have conditioning of an MMA fighter or almost. And as I was researching this question a little further, I went back to Brooks Kubik's dinosaur bodyweight training. He has some fantastic stuff about this in there. So by all means, if you're interested in this approach, look into Brooks's books.
You try saying that fast. Brooks's books. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, it looks like we have a question from Mike Deemers. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com, CoachRobRegish.com, CoachRobRegish.com. It's like Beetlejuice. Say it three times and you'll be ripped and muscular. You like that? We'll be right back. Even when I don't feel good, I still am on. You know that, right? We'll be right back.
Makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Do you think we could ever go extinct? I mean, the human race. There are a lot of signs that we are, but we can continue to ignore them. We're going to talk about this later in the show with Pam Colleen. Right now, I'm with my co-host, Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. We have a question from Mike Demers. He says, I know you're a fan of intermittent fasting. Any downsides to it, and are there any modifications given the goal of bulking up? I don't think you should be doing too much intermittent fasting if you're bulking, but there definitely is a place for it.
Yeah, there was. It's certainly an interesting question, because guys are usually using it for dieting. But intermittent fasting has become popular not just because it's effective, but also because it's convenient, and frankly, it blew some sacred cows out of the water. The biggest of which, in my opinion, was you need to get X grams of protein every 2 to 3 hours, or your muscle was going to disappear.
No, no, the biggest one that blew out of the water was the breakfast is your most important meal of the day.
Oh yes, yeah,
right. Yeah. Oh no, if you don't wake up and eat right away, you're gonna be damned for the rest of the day. I think not.
Yeah. Now, having said that, like any diet, it has its pluses and minuses. I wouldn't call it the best choice for a bulking diet, but some have successfully done just that by using it, although not full time. So let's talk about the particulars. In a nutshell, intermittent fasting espouses longer periods of undereating or fasting, followed by a short window of overfeeding. And ideally, that occurs after a workout wherever practical. There are all sorts of nifty things that you can do while fasting with a wide open blood-brain barrier, like getting large neutral amino acids into the brain to cause growth hormone release. Your stimulants will hit harder, things that sedate you like valerian, etc. You will also certainly save a lot of money, and you will come to appreciate the aroma, the taste, and the texture of food. Fat loss is very efficient on these diets because insulin is kept low most of the day, and therein lies the rub. You need insulin to build muscle, at least at strategic times. It seems that for the ectomorph, or those with ecto-leaning tendencies, intermittent fasting is a bad idea for bulking. You won't necessarily get fat, but you won't build much muscle either. On the other hand, chronic overfeeding, every 2 to 3 hours ad nauseum doesn't work either, because the enzymes that store food as fat eventually start to dominate. And by my estimation, that's anything past the 3 week mark, at least in me, 3-4 weeks. That varies by individual, but nobody is laying down as much muscle on a bulk at week number 8 than they are as, week 2 or 3, especially coming off a diet. The ideal then is to rotate days of intermittent fasting with frequent eating. And when guys do start this, I usually recommend 3 days of each. Ultimately, in this type of diet where you want to gain, you're probably going to wind up with frequent eating for anywhere from 3 to 5 days, maybe even 6, rotated with a couple of days of intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting, therefore, is used to accentuate the punch of overfeeding and make it more efficient, while at the same time doing away with any fat that you may have gained from the overfeeding phase. Downsides to intermittent fasting, they're primarily related to low blood sugar. That is, you will feel shaky, irritable, and nauseous. Those things aren't pleasant, and they need to be addressed pronto if they're happening to you. Otherwise, it's something everyone should try, in my opinion, intermittent fasting. Just don't get married to it, or any other approach for that matter, ad nauseum forever.
Yeah, because your body just gets used to it. I use intermittent fasting once a week, and that's it. Just one day a week. And you know what? If you're building muscle and you're carrying muscle, that one day a week can make a big difference in you shedding some body fat while spending the rest of the time during the week building muscle. So,
one day a week. That's interesting.
Yeah, I generally do it on Mondays, days like today. Let's see here. We have a couple of minutes. Dan Cesaro says, I keep seeing programs promising fast results, mostly aimed at beginners, P90X, beach bodies, beast training, and something similar to that. In terms of timing, how long does it take to build a really solid physique? I don't mean like a pro bodybuilder, just something that would cause a stranger to look at you and say he works out.
Well, the answer depends upon a number of factors, but in a word, it takes years. Years. Now, let's talk about what those factors are, though, rather, because if you're going to be honest with yourself or the people that you train, it pays to understand them. In a completely untrained individual, it's possible to get visible results in 90 days, sometimes even sooner. But let me be clear about what those quote-unquote results are. Most of it is water and fat loss. Now, we've all seen or know someone who went on a crash diet and lost 20 to 30 pounds in that time frame. For truly obese individuals, the loss can be even more dramatic. Okay, I once worked with a guy. He weighed in excess of 450 pounds. Had to go down to the mailroom and weigh him on a postal scale instead of a regular one. It was maxed out at 300. He was hell-bent on doing a low-carb diet, and he did. He lost nearly a pound a day for 2 months, and even the people that saw him on a daily basis, of course, freaked out at this. Well, you know the rest of the story. The weight ultimately came back. By contrast, though, building a muscular physique with a low body fat levels takes longer and a lot longer. The reason for that is simple. Looked at from a survival perspective, surplus muscle is a luxury and not a necessity. So growing it is way down on your body's priority list. The fact of the matter is that muscle growth is limited by the protein turnover cycle. So in simple terms, the breakdown of damaged muscle proteins and the creation of new and stronger ones. That cycle, by the way, has been measured. It takes about 6 months. In fact, the most muscle gained ever recorded over a year's time was 18 and a quarter pounds. Now, bear in mind that person was a quote-unquote pro in doing everything in a very measured environment. Most people are lucky to gain half of that.
Who was the pro?
Pardon?
Who was the pro? Who was it that did that?
I can't recall. It was in Dr. Michael Colgan's clinic, though. I'd have to go back and look at it.
Okay, because That's fine. Because there was somebody that Arthur, what's the guy's name that started Nautilus?
Jones.
Arthur Jones had somebody that was a pro bodybuilder that had taken off for like a year or so. And then he came back and he put on some stupid amount of muscle in like a couple months. But it's because
Casey
of muscle.
Viator.
Casey Viator. But it was muscle memory. It wasn't that he went from not having muscle to having that muscle. He went from having that muscle to not having it to putting it back on again. Big difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's, you know, that's your answer. It's at best for most people, they're going to put 9 to 10 pounds of muscle on a year, and that's simply not enough to make this huge eye-dropping transformation. Now, that obviously doesn't sell well. So the solution by Madison Avenue is simple. You're lied to. and in truth, people want to be lied to. They almost want to hear that message. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is this. Once you've built an appreciable amount of muscle and carried it on you for years, it takes truly a modicum of training to keep it and to stay in shape. That's the truth, Dan. Maybe not what you wanted to hear, but deep down, most people know it. They just don't want to believe it.
Yeah, it takes longer than most people want. But you know what? It's worth it because guess what? Once you acquire it, it takes long to lose it. And there's a lot of value in that.
And a huge amount of value. And that plays in well to what we'll discuss next, but one visit to the nursing home, folks, and you'll see what the value is.
So when we come back, the blueprint tip of the day, what kind of return are you getting on your investment? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. The blueprint tip of the day. What kind of return are you getting on your investment?
Yeah, so today we're gonna talk about investing. And normally, this conjures up visions of money, stocks, bonds, commodities, and the like. But I'm speaking more about your investment in physical culture, which goes way beyond just money. Money, however, is not a bad place to start, so let's use it as an illustration. You invest money to earn interest or otherwise make a profit, right, on your investment. Most people are familiar with a savings account, which, let's say, it pays 2% interest. For every $100 you put in, you'll have 102 after, let's say, a year. Since this is the slow boat to having enough, whatever enough is, for folks, people turn to the stock market. And there, money's invested in stocks, bonds, commodities, and other vehicles in the hopes that you'll earn more, meaning more than 2%. Of course, the flip side of this is that you can lose your investment. People can and have gone bankrupt and lost everything. I had a very vivid example of that when I was working at the insurance factory. I spoke with a woman on the phone once. She invested her entire life savings in the company, in the stock of the company she worked for, WorldCom. Had over $1 million in there, folks. Lost everything when they went belly up. Powerful example. As someone who loves physical culture, though, you're investing in yourself. Now think about that for a minute, because in many ways it makes you unique versus your friends and family. Because most people invest in the world around them. Cars, houses, big screen TVs, right? Those are the big ones. They also invest in, like I said, the stock market. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but as the previous example illustrates, you're not always in control of your investment. In stark contrast, people like us invest in ourselves, and done right, that's a wonderful thing, because you call the shots and you make all the moves. Now, I know a lot of people invest a lot of money in supplements, and that's, I've been guilty of that too. And I'll get to that later, but consider the bigger picture. You invest a lot of blood, sweat, time, and tears in building your body. And when you get right down to it, it is a far greater investment than the stock market or anything monetary. You lose here and you lose big. So let's talk about playing it smart. First, take stock of your financial outlay, okay? Meaning if you're spending a couple hundred bucks a month on supplements, how much muscle performance or happiness are you really getting back from that? If you're honest with yourself, most folks aren't getting a good return on their investment there. Try this. Drop just one supplement from your normal intake next month. Just one. If you look and perform the same the next month, ditch it for good and just put that money in the bank. I think what you're going to find is you're going to wind up with a tidy little sum at the end of the year. Next, ask yourself this question. When was the last time I invested in my training or dietary education? And here I'm talking about buying a book, a newsletter, or taking a course to get better results faster. And when I heard Brooks's advertisement for his books during the break, this immediately came to mind. All right, I'm not talking about just my stuff. It'd be nice if you invest in that. But consider the other quality things that the SHR sponsors put out here. Because I can honestly tell you, some of those one-time investments are still paying dividends today. It's not a bad use of the money you're going to have in your savings account either. Whatever you do, please do not end up broke at the end of the physical culture road. And I'll define this as dropping out, which means winding up without the health, the aesthetics, the strength, or the happiness that this game can give you. You can go monetarily broke, of course, but this pales. That pales in comparison to the sacrifice, the sweat, the tears, and the years that you have invested. Going broke happens because most people never stop to think. And that is the point of my diatribe today. It's time to sit down with pen and paper and take stock. Ask yourself this question. Are you reaping the kind of rewards you should be for the investment that you are making in yourself? If the answer to that is no, then it's time to make some changes. Tough exercise, but well worth it.
You know, today, this week between Dan Matha's Motivation Hour yesterday, talking about the power of introspection and taking inventory, discussions we've had with Brooks, now with you. It really, you know, we spend so much time in action. We spend very little time in evaluation and reevaluation of our actions. And if you don't do that, you know, your actions may not be bringing you the fruits that you hope. I'm a perfect case in point. I got to be honest. I mean,
yeah.
I've worked hard.
Know, I had no idea that those other authors and topics were going on. It's just
I know it's very, know, I, very timely.
I had to do this. I had to do this recently.
But everybody should be doing it.
Amen.
And I'm doing it right now. You know, you either choose to do this or life makes you do it. You start hitting walls, and you hit these walls 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and you go, okay, I guess I need to reevaluate this action. Why is this not working for me?
Yeah. And the reason why I'm asking folks to do it is there is a very real risk that you will wind up at the end of this road bankrupt. And again, not just monetarily, but think about all of the blood, sweat, and time over the years, in some cases decades, that you've poured into this. You don't want to be that guy or girl that's sitting in the nursing home, that stopped training, you know, 10, 15 years too early, lost everything, and now your quality of life is suffering.
Yeah, I jokingly say you don't want to be evicted from your body, right? So if you think about this whole process the way you think about a mortgage, and you make payments, and then you start to miss payments, and next thing you know, you're being foreclosed on. So all that work that you put in, you're not going to get to reap the benefits. And in this particular case, you're not getting kicked out of your house. You're getting kicked out of your body. you're being foreclosed on, and you're leaving. You don't want to leave, but you have to. And so, you know, it is important. But regardless of when you do it, if you're like me and you're hitting these walls over and over again, you're going, okay, I'm tired of this hitting wall thing. Time for me to reevaluate my actions and see what I can change. Or things are going really smooth for you. Sit back and evaluate why they're going so smooth so you know what the steps are to keep them that way. But it's so important. We're so connected, responding to text messages, emails, Pinterest, you know, on the phone. It's like we're all so going that we very, very rarely sit still and think, even for minutes in this lifestyle today. And it's so important to stop and think about what's going on and take that inventory of your life.
And you know what? It's a self-plug, but you can start today by picking up a sample of the Blueprint Bullet. And you're going to read about how to avoid some of the pitfalls on this road and new doors that are going to open for you and keep you motivated and in the game. CoachRobRegish.com.
CoachRobRegish.com. Go check it out. Rob, thanks so much for today's Blueprint Power Hour. We'll see you next week, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Pam Colleen. We're going to talk about, are there signs that the human species could be extinct? A lot of people think that's an impossibility. Too big to fail. You're going to want to listen to this next interview. Stay tuned.
The makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex, is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You know, there's a term that was used over the past decade, too big to fail, to describe some of the largest corporations in America that were presumed to be so big, so divested, so diverse, that they could not fail. And we've seen many of them fail, collapse, and have to be funded by governments just to stay alive. I think we're seeing another one very soon. I got to be honest with you, Monsanto. But there's something even bigger that a lot of people just assume is too big to fail. And most of us don't even give this any thought. It doesn't even pass our minds. We think about a lot of other things disappearing from the face of the earth. The bumblebee, you know, the monarch butterfly. You know, we're out there talking about saving these species for future generations. But what if there were no future generations? I guess the monarchs would be better off, and so would the bees. But is the human race showing signs of extinction? I've thought so for a long time. We've talked about it. We've talked about the fact that for the first time in our evolution, we are de-evolving. Children are going to die before their parents. There's lots of signs of this. And my next guest, who is a New York Times best-selling author, Pam Colleen. How you doing, Pam?
I'm great, Carl. It's nice speaking with you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. And your other book, which was a fantastic book, Addiction, the Hidden Epidemic, shone a flashlight on a lot of the things that we don't give a lot of thought to, but are really dangerous for us from a dietary and chemically induced changes of the human brain. But now you're at it again. You're talking about things that people are not comfortable talking about.
That's right. My last book was about drugs, and this book is about sex, the decline of human sexuality, very uncomfortable subjects for people. And yet we're surrounded by signs of the, like you said, the devolution of humans. I mean, we're seeing epidemic rates of low libido, infertility, miscarriages, erectile dysfunction. I mean, we're just seeing so many problems in terms of human sexuality today that I'm really concerned about the future of humanity.
Well, and I've said on this show, dating back to probably around 2013, late 2013, that libido can be the canary in the mine. If you don't have a libido, it's because your body believes that the environment is hostile, the environment is not conducive to supporting the offspring, or you are too sick to care for offspring. And so the body puts itself in check by keeping you from having offspring. And this can be seen in a few different ways. You could either have things like erectile dysfunction, loss of libido, or more dramatic changes physiologically, like becoming infertile. These are not accidents. Mm-hmm. This is the body's instincts and intuitiveness protecting mm-hmm. you from having offspring, because the body knows you can't support them.
That's correct. And, you know, one of the greatest tragedies that I see is when women have the chronic fatigue, the depression, the anxiety, the low libido. So they already have illness. They're already unwell. And because nature so wants us to procreate, unfortunately, a lot of these women who are very compromised can get pregnant. And unfortunately, after the birth, they're so incredibly exhausted that they can barely get out of bed to take care of their family. So there are a lot of red flags going on out there. These poor women are guilt-ridden because of, you know, their lack of ability to really be very nurturing. There's just no energy to be nurturing towards their child or children. And it takes a lot of work to undo the damage once it's done Carl. Like, a lot of people out there are looking for magic bullets, and there's just no magic bullet to fix this. So a lot of what I put out in the book is to warn people of the things that are contributing to this kind of demise in terms of human sexuality and our overall health, for that matter.
You know, with modernity, we have received gifts that allow us to reproduce in situations where thousands of years ago we would not have been eligible for reproduction. A case in point, something as simple as nearsightedness or farsightedness. So we look at people who wear glasses as, you know, no big deal. We don't even see the novelty in that. But if a child was born in paleo times that had poor vision, once its mother couldn't care for it any longer, it would have been probably killed by animals or, you know, before it could have reproduced. So selection pressure would have provided for the genetic alteration in that child not to have been passed on. But today, we pass on all sorts of diseases because, thanks to the pharmaceutical industry, illness is masked so that people can continue to have babies. And worse than that, even people who can't have babies are having them through artificial means.
Right, and these artificial means are very expensive, very uncomfortable, and have potentially long-term side effects. This is just completely unprecedented in human history. And when you think about the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, and I know you talk about him a lot on the show, and that's a lot of the basis of my work, is when Dr. Weston A. Price studied primitive cultures where they didn't distance themselves from their ancestral diets, where they were eating their traditional foods, he didn't see problems in terms of fertility, conception. He didn't see fussy babies. He didn't see babies with mood issues or even crying babies, for that matter. He saw just happy, healthy children, and you know, in a society where there was a lot of harmony, a lot of cooperation. So, you know, what he determined in his research was that it was the diet that was causing all sorts of problems in terms of mood and in terms of human sexuality and fertility. So we know through his work that there are certain foods that we need to eat in order to make sure that our hormones are working properly. And if you recall from his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, Carl, in these primitive cultures, they had what were known as sacred foods, foods that were set aside for parents to be so that they would be more fertile, healthier in preparation for having a baby. And these foods happened to be foods that were extremely dense in nutrients such as vitamin A and vitamin D, vitamins known as the fat-soluble vitamins. So in certain cultures, like in the Inuit culture, for example, they reserved foods like fish eggs for parents to be. And here in North America, the native population, what they would do is, if a couple was having any trouble conceiving a child, they would go on a diet high in bear fat, and then shortly thereafter they would conceive a child. So these foods are, you know, teaching, these cultures are teaching us something about food and how important it is in terms of preparing to have a child. And look at around us today, Carl. Just look around us. Look at what people are eating, and there's just no sense in terms of what to eat in terms of preparing for a child. If anything, what they're being told is to eat lots of fruits and vegetables and to eat a low fat diet. And this diet is just wreaking havoc on us in terms of our physical, mental, and sexual health.
Well, and okay, so many things that you just said have sparked tangents of thought in my brain that we're probably not going to be able to address all of it, but what I do want to inject at this point is that through these heroic modalities of allowing people to reproduce in today's environment, what we're really doing is a new type of selection pressure, the anti-selection pressure, and the no-pressure selection option. And what I mean by that is we're actually taking people who we would have not selected for in our species and having them produce children. Hence the name of your book, Survival of the Unfittest. We really are promoting a sick population by having people who normally would not be able to have babies to continue to have babies.
That's right. Yeah. And so what's happening, of course, is there's a lot of fallout. When these people who are really very sick from the get-go, when they do have children, unfortunately, the children are very, very sick. So you're going to see a lot of problems in terms of immune system problems, allergies, asthma. You're going to see a lot of problems in terms of their mood, their behavior, potentially even stunted growth, all sorts of problems in their health. And, you know, I don't know how they're going to be able to have children. So generation after generation after generation, we've been just getting weaker and weaker and weaker since we've been distancing ourselves from our traditional diets. And, Carl, you make a really good point, because one of the things that we're doing as a society is we're actually normalizing sickness. So when women have something like PMS, for example, you know, people joke about it. They think it's normal. They think it's funny. Oh, you know, she's bloated, or she's got cramps, or she's got she's in a bad mood for 2 weeks every month, you know, and it's just being normalized. And so, unfortunately, people are not doing what they need to do in order to undo these red flags, and they are red flags. So even if you look at women who are going through menopause and they have hot flashes, again, another huge red flag. They've been having hormonal problems their entire lives probably and not known it. And then by the time they get through menopause, they're having these very uncomfortable hot flashes. Had they known what to do in order to balance their hormones before reaching that age, you know, they wouldn't be as uncomfortable as they are during menopause. And of course, these symptoms mean that there's a lower quality of life, and that's just not fair for anybody out there. And that's what I'm most concerned about, is that people are settling for a lower quality of life. And it doesn't have to be like that, Carl.
You know what's on the rise right now? Polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, is on the rise. And This is a multifaceted problem, but it's directly linked to insulin resistance, which is directly linked to the diet, which is directly linked to obesity. These girls who suffer from PCOS tend to have bad acne. They have fat signatures on their body that are specific. They have sleep issues, or not that they don't sleep. They sleep too much. There's so many signs and irregular periods. They can have a period every 4 days. They start a period again. And people are ignoring this until the cyst bursts. And then at a very young age, 16, 18, 21 years old, they're having their ovaries removed. You know, you can't get pregnant if you have PCOS. Your ovaries don't work right. You're not having babies. This is an indication that your lifestyle is counter to you having children. And, but no one pays attention to it. Oh, I've got PCOS.
No, because it's normal, Carl. All of these things are allegedly normal now. I mean, depression is normal. Chronic fatigue is normal. Brain fog is normal. Insomnia is normal. Low libido is normal. I mean, it's just tragic what's going on today. And unfortunately, you know, to undo, like I said earlier, it's really difficult to undo the damage done when you're manifesting these symptoms. But I tell you, the work that you have to put in to undo this damage is worth it, because you can return to running on all eight cylinders with a little elbow grease. But you first need to realize that these symptoms are not normal. And one of my biggest concerns, Carl, is that these children who are born sick, because trust me, they are born sick, they have no frame of reference to know what real energy feels like, what brain right. clarity feels like, what a healthy libido feels like. They're born sick, so they have no idea what to do, that something is wrong, and that there's something they can do to be able to feel like they're running on all eight cylinders. And that's what's happening with this new generation, is that they're settling for how they feel. They're settling for this bad mood epidemic. And I don't see how they're going to be able to be stable enough in order to create offspring in the future. So I think we need to pay attention to the red flags that we're seeing out there. We need to do something about this, because when I talk to parents who have children with chronic fatigue, with apathy, with lethargy, who are in a bad mood, who have insomnia, who have menstrual problems, when I talk to the parents who are enlightened, so to speak, they say, you know, my child is not well, and yet they can't necessarily get them to do anything in order to undo how they feel, because they think that what they feel is very, very normal.
Right,
we have a serious problem on our hands.
The book is called Survival of the Unfittest. It's up on superhumanradio.com. How Wisdom Will Save Humans from Falling into Extinction. We're talking with Pam Colleen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows. knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. This is a very serious discussion. It's scary. all of you have children out there, you should be scared. Because, you know what's funny too, Pam? I got an email from somebody today who wants me to put up a placard that explains the My Plate way of eating on my website this morning. And I sent her back an email saying, I do everything I can and have done so for the past 10 years to discredit the food pyramid, the My Plate, and all recommendations made by, dietary recommendations made by the U.S. government. The government has no place making these kind of recommendations. Quite frankly, diet is the single greatest assault on human health today, and we could be extinct someday. I don't mean it may take 100 years, but trust me, because we're already seeing children who will not have children. We're already seeing complete gene lines that are going to be erased 100, 200 years from now. But at the same time, we're seeing sick children who are continuing to have children. They won't be able to raise their children. Their children will be sick, and we will, the new selection pressure, instead of producing a stronger, more resilient, more prepared human species, it's going to be producing a sicker, more dependent. It's just sad. It's very, very sad.
Oh, it's very, very sad. But, you know, there is a bit of a silver lining, as I say in the subtitle,
right.
Wisdom. Wisdom is the answer. And there are a lot of people who are waking up to the lies, Carl, and they're going back to eating an ancestral diet. I mean, just look at how many people are flooding out to the countryside to find more sustainably produced foods, to return to eating more animal fat and cholesterol in the diet. You know, there are people out there, thanks to radio shows like yours, you know, that are educating people. And so I think that there is a bit of a silver lining. I mean, humans have always survived adversity, or we wouldn't be here. So I know we can survive this rather, you know, difficult era that we're in right now. But it's only going to be the wise who survive. The people who continue to believe the USDA and Health Canada, unfortunately, you know, they're the ones that are going to die off.
So I know you're not a prude, but you address internet porn in this book. Why?
Well, because the book itself is about the decline of human sexuality. And I couldn't ignore that subject, because I see this problem quite frequently when I speak to especially men. And what's happening with men, young and even middle-aged, I don't really see it so much with the older gentlemen, but because of the internet, of course, a lot of young men got hooked on pornography at a very young age. And when I speak to men who are addicted to pornography, the young men, the single men, unfortunately are having real trouble finding a mate, that they want to get married, settle down, and have children, but they can't do it because of their addiction to pornography. And then I meet men who are married, maybe middle-aged and married, and they can't stay married because of this addiction. And this is really doing a number. This phenomenon is really doing a number on the family unit. And again, this has repercussions in terms of protecting our children and creating a stable environment for our children. So I am not a prude or a Puritan or anything along that line, which makes what I'm saying even more shocking, because, you know, I just look around me and I see this dysfunction, and I am in shock in terms of how little we're discussing this problem. We do see some men forming alliances on the internet, trying to come up with solutions to protect their sons or their nephews or their grandsons from falling victim to internet pornography. So we do see some signs that society is fighting back on this issue, but the pornography industry is, you know, like a $1 trillion industry.
It's the most profitable industry on the internet. In fact, it could be said that the internet was created for internet pornography.
Because
there's no other single segment on the internet, no other vertical market on the internet that became as robust as it did as a result of the introduction of the internet, and makes the most money on the internet than porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a huge industry. But I think when you start to see, you know, these cases coming forward where these men are just distraught, I mean, they feel nothing but shame and guilt. They don't want to be addicted to pornography. They regret ever having fallen victim to this. And their quality of life are adversely affected.
My brain is always working from a standpoint of evolutionary perspectives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys become addicted. We know addiction. You and I know addiction. You wrote about it. We understand mm-hmm. that addiction in and of itself is because something is lacking.
Right.
And so the titillation, no pun intended, the stimulation that these men get from internet porn, in my humble opinion, I'm not a clinician, I don't know anything about this, is because they don't have the libido, the healthy libido, and they don't have the healthy drive to actually have the kind of sex that would be satisfying and fulfilling. So they stimulate that portion of the brain that would have been stimulated by their own actions by watching imagery.
That's right. So they have to keep raising the bar. And so they have to keep, you know, using more stimulating pornography in order to be stimulated and so on and so on. So they get stuck in the trap. And you're absolutely right, Carl. The men that I speak with who are addicted to pornography are really fundamentally dealing with a lot of chronic fatigue, depression, brain fog, etc. That they're really physically so unwell that, you know, this is just an easier way out for them. That it was just too draining for them to go out and find a normal physical relationship with a woman. That takes a lot of energy to be able to do that. And of course I used to have debilitating chronic fatigue. And the last thing that I would have wanted when I had chronic fatigue was to be in a relationship. That just takes way too much energy. And so it's just an easier way out for them to spend their days, their evenings, and so on the internet. That's fundamentally what they're dealing with, is basically chronic fatigue and depression.
In order for us to get back on our program clock, I have to take a break now, but I want to come back and I want to talk about vegetarians for a second, because our government is now pushing a vegan vegetarian agenda. Meatless Monday, they have celebrities promoting this. The First Lady is promoting this here in the United States. I don't know what it's like in Canada, but you were a vegetarian at one point in your life, correct?
That's right. I was a vegan, a raw food vegan for 9 years.
Okay. And I want to talk about that diet specifically and its contribution to the lack of libido, the lack of sex drive, and even complications in getting pregnant. We're talking with Pam Killeen, and the book is called The Survival of the Unfittest. You can get it at superhumanradio.com right on the homepage. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5
5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Pam Colleen about her new book, Survival of the Unfittest. This is a call to action book. You know, we can no longer be fooled by those who have an agenda to get us to eat the kind of foods that they want us to eat because it's profitable for them. It's time to wake up, folks, regain our health, regain, you know, trajectory of our species is being challenged. You can take a part in changing that. So, Pam, there are a lot of people out there who would say, oh, this is a simple thing to fix, Pam. I just need to become a vegetarian because that's the healthiest diet, isn't it?
Oh dear, that's just so tragic when people make that choice. I can't say enough about this, Carl. I mean, have we got 3 hours? Honestly, I could go on and on and on about the tragedies that I see when people turn to vegetarianism, near vegetarianism, veganism, you know, any of those types of diets. And again, you know, people who hear this who may be pro-vegetarian are going to just roll their eyes and not believe me. And that's fine if you want to do that, but I can tell you the fallout is tragic. And what I see every single day when I deal with my clients who've been near vegetarian and vegan is I see the chronic fatigue, the brain fog, the insomnia, the low libido, the infertility. If these people did get pregnant, I have to help their children get well. They're dealing with all sorts of mood problems, behavior problems, stunted growth, immune system problems. I see the fallout every single day, Carl. So there's no way anybody could ever convince me that going this route is going to be healthy. There's just way too much risk involved. And, you know, the problem that you see, when I went raw food vegan, I wish I had cheated. You know, I wish I had cheated on that diet. And I didn't cheat. I made the mistake of not cheating on that diet. A lot of people out there who say that they're healthy and that they're vegetarian, you have to take what they say with a grain of salt. Because a lot of them are not very forthcoming about how genuine they are about following the diet. And they also are not that forthcoming about admitting to the fact that they have the brain fog, the depression, the fatigue, the low libido, the insomnia, etc.
You know what? I got to say this, and I know that people are going to say, oh, that's not true. I have never met a vegan that didn't look pasty, pale, and sickly to me. I mean,
That's right. Yeah, they're very sickly. They may look okay in the beginning of the diet, but keep in mind a lot of the symptoms that I just mentioned may not hit for 5 or 10 or 15 years into the diet. And again, a lot of people are cheating on the diet too, so you still have to take that into account. So anybody out there who is being seduced by the notion that eating a high carbohydrate, low fat or no fat diet is healthy, you really need to be very discerning because these symptoms that I'm talking about are hidden symptoms. These are symptoms people don't want to talk about, right, Carl?
Right.
They don't want to talk about depression, the fatigue, etc.
Sally Fallon wrote an article that I just stumbled on recently, And it made a lot of sense from an evolutionary perspective. The large amount of fiber that people are eating today that is quote unquote healthy is not healthy for us. And in fact, when you're eating nutrient dense foods like pastured, dairy from pastured cows, red meats from pastured animals, chicken from pastured chickens, vegetables and first, fruits second, you're not consuming a lot of fiber when you're eating the true ancestral diet of our ancestors. And when I read that article, a light bulb went off in my head about Australopithecus gracile and Australopithecus robustus, which I've talked about on the show numerous times. But those two species were differentiated by the fact that gracile was the first one to start eating meat. It stumbled upon the bones of animals. It ate the marrow, and then it figured out that eating the animals was better. And over its history, its stomach got smaller and its brain got bigger. And Robustus is extinct today. And it made perfect sense when I read that article, which ties into this whole notion that eating a plant-based diet, what people say you got to eat a plant-based diet, they're not saying, oh yeah, eat meat too. They're saying, no, you have to eat lots and lots and lots and lots of plants. What they're suggesting is that we go back to eating the way one of our ancestors, who is now extinct because of the way it ate. Think about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, but we can look back at generations post, agriculture too. You know, we can look at what the work of Dr. Weston A. Price and see the diets of these primitive cultures. And these were diets that kept people healthy for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And we can learn a lot from that wisdom. We don't have to necessarily go far, far back and look, because, you know, I try and simplify diet. I distill it down to the lowest common denominator, Carl. And in recent history, if we just go to recent history and we look at the concept of three square meals, right? Before World War II, we sat down and we ate three square meals, which means there was plenty of animal fat, some protein, obviously fatty animal protein, a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, a piece of fish, whatever the case may be. And it was surrounded by a few cooked vegetables on a plate.
Right.
And that might have been lunch, it might have been dinner, a bacon and egg style breakfast. You know, we had a lot of fatty animal foods in our diet when we ate a three square meal paradigm. And before World War II, when we ate like this, we were actually pretty healthy, much healthier then than we are now. So we can go back into even recent history and learn from diet. The trouble that is happening today, of course, is that we over-intellectualize diet. We overthink it.
Uh-huh.
Our ancestors never had to think about what they were eating. They never thought about it. They didn't break it down into micronutrients or macronutrients. They just knew what to eat through wisdom. And when I meet clients for the first time, I often find that, you know, this is a loose term, but it's kind of like people have an eating disorder, is that they get so wrapped up in food because of all the media, because of all the books being written and so on, that they forget how simple it would have been for our ancestors. And that's all I ask my clients to do, is I ask them to eat three square meals a day. And when I say that term, you know, they freeze because they don't know what that means. Yet our ancestors, you know, that was just common, you know, commonplace, that they would sit down and eat a bacon and egg style breakfast and meat and potato style lunch and dinner.
Yeah, and you know what? Randy Roach and I did a show many years ago about the fact that just like all other caged animals and species that are confined, humans have lost their instincts about what is good to eat and what is not good to eat. And we have to turn to our government to tell us that, and that's why we're in the jam we're in. I want to take a last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a topic that you and I may not agree completely eye to eye about. That'll be a first for all of our interviews. And that is the role of strenuous exercise. We're talking with Pam Colleen. The book is called Survival of the Unfittest. It's a fantastic book. It's a must read. It's a must read for a couple reasons. Number one, because for those of you out there who are still new to this journey, it will give you insights into the proper dietary strategies that will give you health. They may not make you popular on Pinterest or within your vegan friend community there, but they will give you health. And the other thing is to open people's eyes to the fact that the human race is not too big to fail. Let's not be stupid. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Pam Killeen. We're talking about her new book, Survival of the Unfittest. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. It's at the bottom of the homepage. Right now it's only available in Kindle, right, Pam?
No, it's paperback and okay, Kindle. Okay, it's in both formats. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, yeah. So what's your opinion of the role of strenuous exercise? And then let's differentiate what you consider strenuous exercise.
Oh, this is a loaded subject. I am a recovering over-exerciser as well. So I used to spend hours and hours and hours doing cardio in the gym, not realizing that it
bingo,
was actually depleting.
Bingo! Wait, I have to stop you. And this is the mistake that people make.
Yes.
You know, the mistake that people make is, and we just, I've had this discussion with numerous scientists on the show. Everybody thinks that exercise is cardio. If you want to destroy your body, just do hours and hours and hours and hours of cardio.
Yeah, so I think we agree on this.
Yes.
It's that people are doing too much cardio. We're not designed for that. I'm a big fan of exercise, Carl, but it needs to be smart exercise.
Yes.
And I play competitive tennis. You know, I play national tournaments. I'm a big fan of exercise, but I play doubles and not singles because I have had chronic fatigue. I've burned out my adrenal glands. I don't want to do that again. Singles is more strenuous than doubles, so I play doubles over singles typically. And I do some stretching and I do some light weights. You know, so I do exercise pretty much every single day. But I won't go back to the way I used to exercise, which was doing hours of cardio in some cases on a daily basis. It was exaggerated. I used to believe, Carl, that all of that cardio would actually replenish my batteries, would give me energy. And I had to learn the hard way in the long run, of course, that this actually made me much sicker. And then in working clinically with people, of course, when I work with former elite athletes, when they come to me and they can barely get out of bed, I do see the connection between them wearing out their adrenal glands and all of this strenuous exercise. So I do caution people about doing too much strenuous exercise. But I have clients as well. Here's another dimension that I need to add, and that is when people do have debilitating chronic fatigue, depression, brain fog, generally they're better off just resting while they heal the adrenal glands. As I tell my clients with adrenal burnout, I tell them, you know, they need to visualize that their adrenal glands are in a cast, broken, like a broken arm or a broken leg. And so if they're looking at that front door and they have a, you know, they're scheduled to be at a yoga class and they're dreading going out that front door, then I want them staying home and resting. It's really, really hard on people when they're at that stage of debilitating fatigue and depression to try and exert any energy whatsoever.
Yeah, because your body has to
be a gentle exercise.
Right, your body is trying to heal itself. And when you're exercising, the body has to use those resources to recover, and they're not healing what needs to be healed. I want to make one statement here that speaks directly to this notion that cardio is, doing endless cardio is actually a good thing. The word marathon actually comes from the Battle of Marathon in Greece, and this is part of Greek history. The Greek soldier Pheidippes, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, ran from Marathon to Athens to give news of what was happening at the battle nonstop. After he delivered the news, he died. What does that say about running long distances for long periods of time?
Yeah, and you do hear that a lot of these runners, unfortunately, they do tend to die pretty young.
They all develop idiopathic heart rhythm issues. They all develop kidney problems. They all develop all sorts of illnesses. It's terrible.
And not to mention the knee problems, all the physical ailments that they have as well. So I would just caution people on the strenuous exercise notion. I know that's not going to go over very well in the gyms and so on, but
the gyms offer other alternatives.
So.
It'll go over very well with my audience because we are devoted to balances between progressive resistance training and moderate cardiovascular training. I don't think anybody that's listening to my show is doing more than a couple hours a week of cardio. The reality is, and that's adequate. You want to improve heart function. You don't want to tax it. You don't want to tax the body. You don't want to wear things down. So no, it speaks to my audience. And actually, I would venture to say that individuals, when they're well, not a sick individual, but when an individual is well and they're doing progressive resistance training combined with moderate cardiovascular training, they have a better libido, not less of a libido. They have more.
Yeah, and
drama.
They're probably doing other techniques that I mentioned in the book, Carl, which are extremely important because we want to keep our stress hormones down, right? That's the key. That is the secret, because if your stress hormones are up, your sex hormones are going to go down, right? So you want to keep adrenaline and cortisol down. So after engaging in exercise of any kind, you've still got to train your adrenals to be able to create that balance, right? You want to get those stress hormones down and sex hormones up. So to do that, breathing techniques are extremely powerful. You know, any kind of relaxation technique for that matter. So it might be meditation or it might be a controlled breathing technique, and I talk about that in the book. So we need to, on a daily basis, do something to chillax. I always tell my clients I want them to chillax,
yeah,
right?
I like that, yeah.
And so I can't say enough about how important these methods are. So balance out that exercise with, you know, controlled breathing and or really, really pleasant meditation techniques. And if you, and I say the word pleasant, if it is a chore to do these things, then you need to find something else that you enjoy that will help bring down those stress hormones. And for every individual, it's a different activity. So for some of my female clients, for example, they might enjoy knitting or they might enjoy doing crossword puzzles, something, anything to get those stress hormones down.
Okay, so if the canary in the mine is the lack of sex drive, you feel that sex is a chore, no libido, if that's the canary in the mine, then what is somebody who has and I don't mean somebody who's a sex addict. They're not doing things that are contributing to risky behavior in their life. They're losing their jobs. They're losing relationships. But what about somebody who wants to have sex every single day? Is that the epitome of a healthy person?
No, the hypersexuality is also a problem, and it's still a reflection of a problem with the biochemistry. But the hypersexuality is indeed a problem. It's a smaller percentage of the population. It's a tiny, tiny percentage of what I might see with my clients. It is an issue, Carl. There's no question about it. And it's still a manifestation that there's just something physically wrong. And keep in mind as well with some of these issues that we're talking about is that, yes, I think they do need to get physically healthy. They need to balance their biochemistry. They need to, you know, strengthen their adrenal glands. They need to do all sorts of things in terms of getting themselves physically well. But on the other hand, I do see that possibly with some of these more extreme cases, that sort of talk therapy, behavior modification may also benefit these people. And I have had to work with people who've had to do both.
So, let me ask you a question. Do you think that someone who wants to have sex every day, like once a day in the morning when they wake up, that is hypersexuality?
No, that's not something I would consider. No. Believe me. No, I mean, you've seen, movies.
I was going to have to check myself into Betty Ford.
No, don't do that. Oh no, I want everybody out there enjoying a healthy sexuality. That's what, you know, the bottom line is here. It's just when people cross that line in the sand, it's the same message that I have with my addiction book and drugs, right? I don't tell my clients not to go out and enjoy a piece of birthday cake, you know, or to enjoy a glass of beer every so often. Like, you know, absolutely, I'm not being puritanical here. I just think that what we're seeing is we're seeing ourselves cross the line in the sand, Carl. Right? So yes, go out and enjoy a healthy sexuality, but then in some cases we're crossing that line in the sand and it's compromising, our quality of life.
Yeah, I agree. The book is Survival of the Unfittest. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. It's both available on Kindle and paperback. The author is Pam Colleen. She's been a frequent guest on the show. You have your own radio show up in Canada, don't you?
Yeah, I was on with Andy Udman here in London, Ontario. I was on that station for about 8 years, and then they moved Andy to a different time slot. And unfortunately, the afternoon drive home time is not that conducive to a health segment. So I've only done a couple of shows with him since changed his time slot back in September.
Wait. I'm confused. So there are certain times of the day that people are concerned more about health topics?
I know. The 3 to 6 time slot is not a typical time to talk about health. So since they moved them to the drive home hours, we haven't done our regular health segment. But I have archived all of our shows on my website, on my multimedia pages. So they're there for people to listen to if they'd like.
Yeah, very cool. I was introduced to Pam by the person who had the most profound effect on the direction of this show, Randy Roach. And so,
yeah, Randy's incredible.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fantastic.
New book should be out, right? I have to talk to him. His new book should be out. He's doing a series of books.
No, he's editing volume 3 right now of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. It's a big task. He's busy editing it right now. So hopefully
good
it'll be
him.
Out by the end of the year or beginning of next year, I think, is what he's shooting for.
Can't wait. Fantastic.
Okay, so get the book at superhumanradio.com, Survival of the Unfittest. Pam, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks so much, Carl. Always a pleasure.
Okay. All right, and there you go. I also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And also, for those of you who are interested in trying Carbaline that did not get a chance to try it not too long ago when we had kind of a little on-the-down-low giveaway, you're going to be able to Check superhumanradio.com at the top of the page. Within the next day or so, you'll see a banner ad to get a free sample of Carbaline if you want to try it. Of course, thanks to All American Pharmaceutical and All American EFX Sports for their contribution to keeping this show running. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
Never before has an